The 2017 Kobuk 440 Sled Dog Race begins today in Kotzebue. 16 teams will head out in a mass start in front of the Nulagvik Hotel at 12:30 today. The trail stretches from Kotzebue through Norvik, Kiana, Ambler, and Shungnak out to Kobuk and back. Mushers drew for their bib numbers at a she-fish potluck in Kotzebue last night, with a high school band playing the national anthem. Kobuk 440 board president and race coordinator Carmen Daggett.
Of course, bib numbers don't have significance in the sense that it's not when they're going to actually be able to leave if we do a mass start. So it's just to kind of help us keep track of which mushers are where and so that the public can identify people.
2016 Kobuk 440 champion Nicholas Petit returns again this year, not long after claiming third place in this year's Iditarod sled dog race. Western Alaska mushers Richie Deal of Aniak and Catherine Keith of Kotzebue will join names like Hugh Neff, Jim Lanier, and Jason Mackey. And Jeff King will be racing against his daughter, Ellen King, this year. Second place Iditarod finisher Dallas Seavey will be making his Kobuk 440 debut alongside this year's sixth place Iditarod finisher Wade Mars. And Kevin Hansen of Kotzebue will be competing in his first ever distance sled dog race. Hansen's father, Paul, finished his rookie year of the Iditarod this year. Four mushers withdrew before the race start due to various concerns for personal health or sick dogs. Those four include Tony Brown, Sim Smith, Emily Maxwell, and Chuck Schaefer. The total number of mushers allowed to compete in the Kobuk 440 is capped at 20. Daggett says the first teams are expected to cross the finish line in Kotzebue sometime late Sunday night or early Monday morning. The finishers' banquet will be held Monday at 6 p.m. The purse total this year is $60,000.